Pasha tells us that Merle kind of an the nefesh lo yitam of nei amuf. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu speak to Kohanim b'nei Aaron and tell them the laws of Tumah v'Tahara to who and when they may be, allow themselves to become Tumah and have to make themselves Tumah for the Levi, a close relative, and to who they may not get married. The halachas that pertain to Kohanim. The Mefarshim ask a question, why does the Torah HaKadosh tell us we know that the Kohanim are b'nei Aharon. Those were the Kohanim in those days. Emor l'Kohanim would have been sufficient. Why the addition of b'nei Aharon? Before I should explain a very important insight over here, in that they were now given the task of maintaining the Shechina in Klal Yisrael, and in connection with that, they were given restrictions on their lifestyle. The Nefesh Le'Yitama, they have to observe laws of Tumah Tara and laws who they may not marry. It can be a little bit maybe restrictive, or may seem a little restrictive to some people, may find it a little bit difficult. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, Emoya la Kohanim, because Shmuel told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Kohanim, B'nei Aharon, explain to them their Yichist, where they come from. They have a tremendous role in the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. They were also in Mikdash v'Shachanti b'Seichon, the Shechina Kedusha, to be rest, so to speak, to rest, to be Sheichin. B'Seich Klal Yisrael is dependent on the Kedusha of the Kohanim. So it's supposed to keep stressing the Ani Hashem. I am a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I am Kav Yochel Kodesh, removed from the world, and through the avoid of Kohanim, I'm here in the world. I have my presence can be experienced in the world, but it's dependent upon the Meshoshe Hashem, those who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the ones who enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in order for them to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Sheikhim, to say Klal Yisrael, they need to adhere and follow a certain code of conduct, a certain higher form of a lifestyle. And through that, they benefit all of Klal Yisrael, in fact, the entire universe, by bringing the Shekhinah down to them. In a similar sense, as was here 3 weeks be'erich before Kabbalah Satorah, we know that by Kabbalah Satorah, the introduction to Kabbalah Satorah was V'ata em shamaya tishmu b'koili u'shmat mesbrisi, because both of you listen to my koil. Again, the word Kohanim. All of Klal Yisrael were told we're going to be a kingdom of Kohanim. Meaning, what does it mean Kohanim? We're Levim, we're Yisraelim, but we are Kohanim in the sense that we are Meshoshei Hashem. Whether or not we are in the Beis HaMikdash or not, in fact, today, no one is in the Beis HaMikdash. Today, in a sense, everybody's a Kohen. Everybody is able to bring Hashuas HaShechina down to us. And the Pasuk tells us that the Hachonah for Kabbalah HaTorah, V'atam Shomoya Tishmu V'Koili, if you will listen to my voice, doesn't say any particular mitzvah, but listen to my calling, recognize who you are, recognize your role, Ushmat Emes Brisi, and keep the band with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of Klal Yisrael, V'atam Tiyulim Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh, we will be that Mamlechas Koyanim. We have this great yichus to aspire to. We have this great yichus that brings with it a lot of responsibility. I want to tell you a story. My the Rachmis Drifke Rebbe in Borough Park, when his father, Rabbi Yochanan Chassid, was known in Yerushalayim, was one of the Heilige Yidin in Yerushalayim, when his father was Nifter about 40 years ago, perhaps, something like that. The Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael in America appointed his son in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Motl, as the Rebbe in Yerushalayim, and his son in America, his son was the son-in-law of the old Square Rebbe, the brother-in-law of the present Square Rebbe. They appointed him to be the Rachmas Terefke Rebbe in New York, in America. I am a distant relative on my mother's side to the Rachmas Terefke Rebbe, and immediately upon his assuming the role of Rebbe, I took advantage of it to the fullest. I would go there, go to him. He knew who I was. He knew my grandfather. He knew our family. And I took full advantage of it for myself, seeking hadracha from him, seeking etzes, seeking brachas, and in a sense, more importantly, taking my children, my sons, and even my daughters to the Rebbe, taking them into the Rebbe. My son, who was relatively young at the time, I took him in, I took him for brachas, I took him to the Tishon, and he'd go past the Rebbe and say, L'chaim, the Rebbe would give him that smile and give him his hand. My son felt like $1 million. My son was then in TA, in one of the lower grades, and somewhere in Baltimore, I don't know if it was the yeshiva or some other youth groups here in town, I don't want to mention any names, but they had this incentive for boys to learn or whatever it was, and the prize was a trip to the circus. Now, my son is not going to the circus, but everyone else is going to the circus. So he said, everyone's going to the circus. I said, I don't think you're going to the circus. And he was a little adamant, nothing bad, but he was adamant, he would like to go. So I says to him, Binyamin, let's go ask the Rebbe. He said, Pa, I think I'm not going. He had this relationship. He knew where he comes from. He had an identity. He said, Ach, Mesivka Chassid. He knew that that's who I am. Memela, I don't go to circuses. I don't go to circuses because I know who I am. It's very, very important, Yesoid. We know that we're living in the Tkufa leading up to B'ez Mashiach. Clearly, we're living in the pre-Mashiach era. Ikvis of the Mashiach, you can hear footsteps of Mashiach. Paul says, Kol Doidi, Hinei Zabo. We can hear the footsteps of Doidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring Mashiach. Medaleg al Ahorim, Mekapis al HaGvois. Medaleg al Ahorim, said the Medrash, he's going to come the Schus of the Ovois, they are the Ahorim. The Gvois is the Imohois. That Mashiach is coming in the Schus of the Ovois and the Imohois. It's very important for us to be Zoiche. If you want to be Zoiche, to experience and to see Mashiach Tzidkenu. Like we daven in Vesech Zeno, Ineinu B'Shuv Chol Tzion. We don't want to just live till Mashiach comes. We want to see as Mashiach comes B'Shuv Chol Tzion B'Rachmim. It's important for us to remember that we are the Bnei Oho Ovois, we are the Bnei Sayimohois, and we have to model our life, our lifestyle, our culture, our values, our dress code, and everything about ourselves. So when the Mohois, Patrias Amazon, will come walking down to us, they should be able to say, ah, you look like mine. You look like one of us. You look like part of the family. Just want to end with a pasuk in Mishlei, which says, Musa Hashem b'ni al timos. The pasuk pshat is, Musa Hashem, the Musa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'ni, my son, al timos. Do not disparage, do not denigrate, do not undervalue the Musa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Slan Rebbe brings down, I believe it's brought down others for him as well, a little different type. Musa Hashem, the Musa HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is B'ni, you're my son. Al Timos, don't degrade yourself. You know who you are. You don't need to degrade yourself by following what all the other common folk do. Because Baruch should help, we should hear the message, and we should live by the message, and we should be Zeichu B'mehev of Yameinu, to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach, and Kabbalah Satoyah, all together, B'simcha, and good health.